will pick it up and scoop it deep. Dexheimer after it for the Badgers. Takes a hit from Mackey. The puck squirts free. Mackey passed near side, intended for D'Angelo. He was defended nicely by Liskoski. But Liskoski will scoop it out to center. Not a lot of mustard on that. I don't think icing will be called. It won't. Washed out. 11:15 remaining in period number two. 1-0 Wisconsin. D'Angelo gives chase in the Badgers zone. Lodge can't get there. Benisto with it. Flips it back behind his back. Right goal line. Carries it towards the net. Cut off by a pair of Badgers. Now Liskoski. Can he get it? Yep. Got enough of it to get it out to center. Michigan State needs a change anyway. Badgers have the biscuit. Lodge to Phelan. Red line. Steps across the line. Quickly picked up by West, who shoulders him into the wall. And Owen West now has the puck. Former Des Moines Buccaneer. Freshman Price. Defenseman. Go ahead.
Price of corn in Iowa.
Very funny.
Teehee.
Uh-oh. Lead feed. Oh, it bounced over top of Phelan. Here's a chance for Russell. And he hit the far side post with a wrister. Little left-hander's got it again. Right goal line. Put it in front. Ricocheted off Scarfoni, who then cross-checks Dorwart out of the crease. And Michigan State back into its own zone. Oh, a flip pass that went over the Badgers' defense. And that sprung Daniel Russell, their leading goal scorer. And he rung iron. 1-0 Badgers nearing the halfway point of the hockey game. Lodge ahead. Horbach got a piece of it. Strebeck gets there first. Thrown to the near side wall. Hensler kept it alive. Oh. And Horbach put it in front off the stick of Finley. Tried to redirect it on goal, but it just went wide. Now a centering pass picked off by Wisconsin. Horbach shot. He got crushed near side as he pulled the trigger. He's hobbling back to the Badger bench. Here's Stramel across the line, looking slot pass. Here's a quick shot. It went wide off the stick of Versaghi, and then poked back behind the net by Scarfoni. Versaghi looking short side, and Scarfoni protecting the near post. Made the stop on Shane Versaghi. Still 1-0 Wisconsin, 9:34 left in period number two. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Refresh your space during Dutch Boy Days at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Boys, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
This weekend's series sponsor is TDS. Unleash the speed of fiber internet. Wisconsin leads Michigan State 1-0, 9:34 left here in the second period. Faceoff to the right of Badgers netminder Tommy Scarfoni. Spartans win it. Versaghi slot pass. Bouncing around. Stramel chop shot. That went wide. Back out near the Wisconsin blue line. Pulled free by Kukkonen. Snaps it back to Scholes. Head to center.
Buddy pass.
And, yep, not much on that pass. And now a whistle and icing called on Michigan State. 9:14 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Well, that'll give the opportunity. It was kind of a jibber-jabber type line put together there. There was Mosley was out there with Kukkonen must have just come on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it all went, but we'll get back to 5-on-5 action in the offensive zone and back with the same five people you usually have in this unit.
Fourth line out for both teams right now. Spartans win the faceoff. Stretch pass to Versaghi off his stick and Scarfoni out of his net. Rims it around to the far side. And then Hensler reverses to Lodge up to center now. Pietola. He'll backhand it deep and hope Scholl can get there in on the forecheck. Andrews tapped it back to the near side and West. Rolling puck gathered by Kelly. Defended by Lodge at center ice. Dremel picks up a loose puck. Hook from behind. He gets away and fires one from the slot right into the glove of Scarfone. 19th save of the night for Tommy Scarfone. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. 8:46 left in the second.
Again, it's who's going to make the next mistake, I think, is it's going to be a mistake. It's not going to be for lack of coverage, or maybe it'll be a great play by somebody. I'm not sure, but it's usually in a 1-0 game, halfway through the game, you're in a situation where you just don't want to make a mistake, and sometimes that caps your creativity the way it shouldn't.
Owen Lindmark out to take the draw. Two goals for the sixth-year centerman. 67% of the faceoff circle this season. He lost this draw, but it comes out to center, so Michigan State has to touch up. Scarfone out of his net. Off to Anthony Kerr, far side. Batted out of midair by Mellenbacher out to neutral. Michigan State tries to refeed the attacking zone. Jarecki was slow to the Badger line. Jarecki still working at it. Threw it ahead for Shouty. Cut off by Kerr. Shouty now able to hip him away from the puck. Now Mellenbacher, dangerous up the middle. Polatichuk one-hands it over to Laskowski. Cody gains the red line and will dump it in. Wisconsin leading 1-0 on Tyson Dick's goal late in the first period. That's been it. Bouncing puck at neutral ice, settled down by Ben Dexheimer.
Boy, there's been a lot of, oh, I got it, I'll just dump it out to center ice and see if somebody can get it.
Right, here's Dexheimer now, weaves past one Spartan through the legs of another, got it off to Morrissey, who rims it around to the right wing, and Finley, no place to go, throws it to the point, Dexheimer, outside left, Scholes.
Oh, right idea.
Backside, Finley trying to get around the defender, didn't get there in time. Dexheimer now off to Scholes, cuts in right wing on a backhand. Finley now, cross ice to the left wing, and Dexheimer, the right-handed defenseman, shoots one, blocked down in front by Baskel, and a whistle. And a hand pass called against the Spartans in a faceoff inside the Michigan State zone. 1-0 Wisconsin, 7:34 left in period number two.
Yeah, I think it was Manicito knocked it down out of the air. And even though he just knocked it down with his fist, he didn't direct it to anybody. A Michigan State player picked it up and tried to get out of the zone. So they'll do what they have to do, drop it again.
Fitzgerald to take the faceoff for Wisconsin. He's out there with Kukkonen and Dick right now. Kyle Kukkonen, 4 goals, 8 points this season. And off the draw, Tyson Dick through traffic, glove by Augustine. He hangs on.
I want to see how many shots on goal Tyson Dick has, or attempted shots on goal that Tyson Dick has.
He's only credited with 2 shots on goal so far, but he's had more than that. I know he's attempted quite a few.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe that's attempts.
Yep. Fitzgerald again with a draw. To the left of Augustine, Dexheimer and Scholes stay defensively. Picked up by Dick, tried to carry it to the slot. Knocked away by Mackey. Scholes pinched in. Benisto able to get it out to center, but the Badgers take it from there. Kukkonen, 4 goals last 6 games. Up to center off the stick of Dick. Kukkonen trying to chase it down in the Michigan State zone. Knocked away from him. Benisto's got it. He's got great speed. Now to Mackey, and as he went behind his back to leave it off for Manisto at the blue line, he went offside. 7:09 left, second period, 1-0 Wisconsin.
Not a lot of time, not a lot of real estate in order to, when you're on that 12-inch line or 8-inch line or whatever it is, you make a drop pass, all of a sudden you're going to stop on a dime. Ain't going to happen.
Well, there's two teams duked it out through the regular season a year ago. 24 Big Ten games. Michigan State clinched the regular season championship in the second-to-last game of the regular season. Badgers ended up finishing 2 points behind Michigan State. Badgers on the rush. Mellenbacher tried to shoot with a 3-on-1, and Sturback got his stick in the way. Maxim Sturback from Slovakia is going to get a chance to play in the World Junior Championship for the 4th straight year as Sturback. Snapshot by Kerr, blocked by Michigan State. The other way, 2-on-1. Larson, open man! Scarfone, great save, moving left to Stone Dorwart. Larson set up Dorwart, and Scarfone went with a puck and made a nice sliding save. Toe pole, shoal shot off the end boards. Now Pietola chopped it right through the low slot. Taken out by Stramel. He fires ahead, hoping to spring Russell, but icing called on Michigan State. 6:16 left here in the second. It's 1-0 Wisconsin. The story of this second period, the goaltending of Tommy Scarfone.
Yeah, he's been excellent, even on the quote-unquote what you would consider to be automatic goals. For some reason, he's been able to go to left to right or right to left and put a lot of body in front of that net.
Scarfone allowed only 2 goals last weekend. The Badgers whipped Anchorage and then settled for a 1-1 tie. Lindmarks take the faceoff. Offensive zone won by the Badgers. Horbach straight away. Scholes shot. That went off the leg of Lindmark and into the mesh. Another faceoff to come with 6:10 remaining in period number two. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Should we be surprised, Ian, that this is a 1-0 game more than halfway through?
Nope. Not whatsoever. And again, we always talk about they have a big line. They have a huge line that's very offensive-minded.
Faceoff won by the Badgers. Horbach had it and then had it knocked off his stick. Now Scholes quickly after it, refeeds the offensive zone. The Badgers have to touch up. Andrews has it. Left wing pass for Howard. Tries to dangle Scholes. Out high now, it's Van Sagi. Knocked off balance. Horbach stays with him. Van Sagi tries a backhander. Never got it off. Spins around to the far side. Laskowski quick hustle to beat the Spartans to the puck. Scholes then fell down over the stick of Van Sagi. Fell on top of the puck. Zach is on all fours, still trying to get up. Whacked a bit by the Spartans. Now Andrews with it. Chip pass to the slot. Not ready for it. Howard taken away by Laskowski. Up the middle now. Lindmark, can he get around the defender? He's going to try. Backhand shot stopped by Augustine. Oh, he drove hard to the net, and Augustine with a save. Here comes Michigan State again. Kelly, poke check by Mosley. Pulled free by Finley. 2-on-1. Finley shooting. Pat save made by Augustine. He tried to beat him over the top of the right pad.
I would say this is like a goalie clinic tonight.
Ray Augustine has stopped 14 of 15 Badger bids here tonight. 1-0 Wisconsin, 5 minutes left, second period. Puck dumped into the Michigan State zone. Gucciardi with it. He golfs it out through center over everybody. Lodge hustles back up the middle to Mosley. Couldn't handle the pass. Gucciardi got there, and he dumped it into the Wisconsin zone. A broken stick in the Badgers' end, far right circle. Wisconsin's Lodge with it. Now Finley. He'll turn and sauce it up to center and settle down by Owen West for Michigan State. Quickly transitions to Jarecki. Now to Shouty with Lodge right on him. Morrissey after it below the Wisconsin goal line. Looking for some help. Shouty's got it out to the point. West shot blocked by Mosley. Picked up by Rylan Mosley. Softly spun it ahead. Not far enough for icing. Badgers get a change. Good play by the veteran Rylan Mosley.
Seems to come up with a good play in tight situations pretty much every game.
Puck out at center ice. Here's Matt Baskill. Right wing. Puck batted around a little bit. Michigan State called for offside. 4:06 to go. In the second, 1-0 Wisconsin. Tyson Dick's goal at 14:20, the only goal so far tonight. And for Tyson Dick, his first goal as a Badger in this building. He had never scored in the Kohl Center since transferring in from UMass a couple of years ago.
It probably won't be on the highlight tapes.
Actually, it was a hell of an effort.
But he just pushed his puck towards him and it went right between his legs.
Don't know, yeah.
It's not like he went top shelf or deked everybody out.
Right.
It was a hard work goal.
Puck at center. Anthony Kerr trying to get it deep. Michigan State sends it back Wisconsin's way. It's rolling all the way back, and Palatichuk quickly after it. What does Joe Palatichuk bring to this Badgers lineup?
Just foot speed, I think.
There's Dick across the line. He'll rim it around to the right corner after it. Kukkonen, and a tough-angled shot kind of fluttered towards the Michigan State cage, and Augustine just reached up and gloved it and hung on. 3:37 to go in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. These teams meet again tomorrow night. 7 o'clock faceoff. Pregame at 6:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. The Varsity Network app. A light crowd when you consider the top-ranked team of the country's in town. And a battle of the top two teams in the Big Ten a year ago. The student section is outstanding, however. Very well represented tonight. But again, with Joe Pavelski night tomorrow night, Badgers honoring one of their best. We assume that there will be near sellout crowd for the series finale here tomorrow evening. Michigan State will dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer goes to get it, pressured by Larson. Put it around to Laskowski. Near side, Horbach has to hustle, trying to jam it free. Cannot. Russell pushed it back deep for Michigan State. It's loose in the goal line, off the body of Horbach now. Can't get it past Gucciardi, who sent it back deep. Scholes after it. Up along the kick plate, knocked down Lindmark. Puck taken by Michigan State. Passed by Dorwart. Handcuffed Larson right wing. And now Scholes with it. And he's going to try to settle things down a little bit. Here's Laskowski now on the breakout. far left corner, hustling after it. Lindmark couldn't reach it in time. Good thought by Liskoski,
trying to spring
Lindmark left side. Now Liskoski, low left, cycles with Daniel Lodge. Put it in front, reaching for it. Scholl couldn't get his stick on it. Taken by Michigan State's Russell, and he throws it back to center ice. 2.5 minutes left in the second, 1-0 Wisconsin. Oh, Logan Hensler deep in his own zone, tried to go D to D, and the puck rolled off the toe of his stick, and he almost put it on his own goal. Mellenbacher with speed picks it up at center ice. Can't get around Baskill. Baskill cuts him off and takes the puck away. Really like Matt Baskill, junior from Lake Forest, Illinois, playing in his 89th game. He's overcome some health issues, some health scares to continue to play college hockey. Lotch, pass up to Scholl. Badgers onside. Pass by Scholl for Mellenbacher down the middle, broken up. Scholl battling, trying to win it back. Van Sagi had it and then lost it to Mellenbacher. Detroit Red Wings draft choice to Sawyer Scholl. Back to Mellenbacher. He'll use his point man. Palatichuk shoots one on his knees. Augustine made the stop. Kerr turns his hips into Howard to win the puck. Good play as Anthony takes it deep. Now to the left wing, it's Morrissey. He takes a shoulder from Stramel. Got the pass off Palatichuk. Fluttering shot. Didn't get to the net. Behind the net now, it's Finley. Goal line right. Had it come off his stick. Kerr tried to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Had it. Lost it. And back out to center it comes with 90 seconds to go in the period. Morrissey with it. Going to the net, Finley. Left wing, Mosley. Back to Morrissey. His shot denied by Augustine. Good give and go that time. Morrissey now below the goal line again. Defended by West. Mosley protects out to the point. Palatichuk. Quick one-timer. Kicked out by Tiernan Shouty, the third-line centerman, all the way back to the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, that was good offensive pressure. Sustained offensive pressure.
Badgers chip it into the attacking zone. After it, Mosley, Steele, Fitzgerald behind the net. Christian Fitzgerald looking. Pass out to the right point for Dexheimer. Taken away by Shouty. Fitzgerald on the back check. And a good rub-off hit by Dexheimer on Kelly. Got up high there a little bit. Here's Benisto now, deep in the Wisconsin zone. 43 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 Badgers. Benisto, point, Geary, shot, blocked by Kukkonen. Ricocheted free, Fitzgerald's got it. Scoop pass ahead for Kukkonen, trying to beat Geary to the puck. Icing waved off. Those two go side by side into the corner wall, and the puck taken away by Michigan State. The head man far side. Here comes Kelly now for the Spartans. Dumps it in. Scarfoni out of his net, rimmed it around to the near side, and Kerr. 18 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Kukkonen tried to get it deep. The linesman got in the way. Kukkonen got it back. Couldn't feed Tyson Dick. Stirback now for Michigan State. 7 seconds. Spartans at center. Bouncing puck along the near side wall. Kerr cuts off Larson from the puck, and that'll do it for the second period of play. The Badgers didn't score in that period, nor did Michigan State. Wisconsin still leading the top-ranked Spartans 1-0 after two periods of play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. 1-0 Wisconsin leads Michigan State as we hit the second intermission. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Tyson Dick scored in the first period, but no scoring in the second period for either team. Michigan State had 9 shots on goal. Wisconsin only 6. Both goaltenders perfect. Tommy Scarfoni has stopped all 20 shots he's faced through two periods of play. Trey Augustine has made 16 saves through two for the Spartans. Wisconsin's won 24 of 36 faceoffs tonight. Christian Fitzgerald is 6 out of 7 in the circle. Badgers played well in the opening period, kind of a little rope-a-dope here in the second, it seems.
Yeah, and I think that the energy level was dictated by the length of the shift. I mean, if you got caught out there in a situation where you couldn't get off the ice and your shift was extended, you're going to allow some shots, trying to keep stuff to the outside. But for the most part, it's been a game of near misses so far.
Badgers lead Michigan State 1-0. Second intermission back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money and update your home for the holidays with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program. Online or in-store today. Right now, save time and money with a pre-finished bright white six-panel interior door system. Only $129.99 now at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Four seasons, greetings to you all from Menards.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Second intermission at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin lead ranked Michigan State 1-0. Elsewhere, Ohio State hanging on to a 3-2 lead over Penn State late third period in Columbus. And Minnesota is spanking Michigan 6-0 second period at Mariucci Arena. Matthew Wood has a couple of goals for the Gophers, who've lost only once in their last 13 games. Michigan was playing really, really well, split with Western Michigan last weekend, but Wolverines only have 10 shots on goal in the first 45 minutes of that hockey game.
Exactly the case, and history speaks for itself, but Minnesota has never been one of those lockdown defensive teams. It's right. Always, okay, let's go score 7, and we'll give them 6, so I don't care. As long as we score one more than they do, and Bobby Matzkow has kind of changed that mentality, I think, at Minnesota. But for the most part, if he's got racehorses, he lets them race.
Yeah, although he's got a really good defensive core this season, no question about that.
And they can race, too.
They can race, too. You're right about that. Also, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team, a 2-1 win at Minnesota State today. Kirsten Sims had a goal and an assist. Caroline Harvey also lit the lamp. Ava McNaughton, 23 saves as Mark Johnson's squad improved to 18-1. Here the Badgers try to inch closer to 500, both overall and in league play. They lead Michigan State 1-0. Second intermission. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin a 1-0 lead on top-ranked Michigan State, second intermission. So, you've coached a long, long time. You've been in this position before. You're facing the top-ranked team in the country on your home ice. It's only a one-goal game. You want to defend as well as possible, but you know you probably need to get one here at some point, don't you, in the third?
Yeah, I guess if you look at the percentages, there's a good chance that they're going to score one goal here in the third period, or at least one goal here in the third period. So you get into a situation where you can just nullify the golden opportunities.
Sure.
That seems to be the best way to describe it. And I think that's when Ever was the coach, he always used to say, make sure that you push them to the outside and nullify all the golden opportunities. And I agree with that philosophy, because you can't keep a good team like this down for so long. You can only keep them down for so long. But if they get down 2-1 or 2-0 or 3-0, we'll find out the real mentality of Michigan State.
Hey, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's. And you can assist us in helping to end Alzheimer's too. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Wisconsin 1, Michigan State 0. Third period's on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret?
You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, LaURA.BERGH at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
With Ian Perrin, Brian Posick. Badgers going right to left here in the third period, leading top-ranked Michigan State 1-0, and the Badgers control the faceoff. They've won 24 of 36, make it 25 of 37, but the Spartans eventually get to the puck, turn it over at the line, and then scoop back in by Quinn Finley, out with Rylan Mosley and Gavin Morrissey. Puck up the near side wall. Morrissey forced a turnover. Finley to the corner to go get it. Looks at the point, finds Zach Scholes, but he couldn't get his stick down in time to catch that puck, and it slides all the way back Wisconsin's way. See if Michigan State gets a little bit more aggressive on the forecheck. Steal. Stramel shoots one. Oh, stick save made by Scarfone. Badgers coughed it up. Stramel with a great chance at a dangerous scoring area. Scarfone made the initial stop, then gloved the long-range shot by Gucciardi. 38 seconds into the third period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Defensive zone faceoff for the Badgers.
Kind of a lazy man's pass by Zach Scholes. All he had to do is take a couple strides and he would have been wide open. He could have gone coast to coast because all three of the forwards for Michigan State, two were on the one board side and the other one was kind of hanging around.
Charlie Stramel, their best faceoff man at 58%, lost that draw to Christian Fitzgerald, and Wisconsin has the puck at center ice. Lotch pitched it to the left wing. Kukkonen wasn't ready for it. Lotch chased it down. Kukkonen couldn't play again. And now Andrews goes D-to-D to Gucciardi. Up the middle of the ice they go. And Van Sagi stumbles to one knee. Now back on both skates. Big right-hander leans in on Hensler, who cut him off. Pass to the left wing. It's Howard. Right side, Baskill. Left side, the point shot by West went off something and ricocheted wide to the left of the goaltender Scarfone. And then the Badgers rim it all the way around and out and ice the puck with 18:42 to go in the third. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. The lone goal tonight scored by junior Tyson Dick at 14:20 of the first period.
You know, when they shoot the puck like that and it's so clean around the dasher board like that,
yeah.
I don't know why I thought of this. It reminds me when I was a kid, we used to have those little race cars that would go real fast down the stretch.
The Hot Wheels. Yes,
for the best.
Oh, we love that. Remember the superchargers you'd connect to those tracks? You'd put like AA or AAA batteries in them, and it would shoot through as like a, it was like a pitching machine.
Not you know, in Spy Hill.
That? Yeah, okay, not in Spy Hill?
No.
Yeah.
It would have been, we'd have got another horse.
You just use wind power. Badgers lift the puck over everybody and down, but no icing. Wisconsin will get a change. 90 seconds into the third, a 1-0 Badgers advantage. Lindmark, Mellenbacher, Horbach on the ice. Michigan State dumps it in. After it is Joe Palatichuk. Thought about going left, came back right, and got the puck deflected right back to him. Now break out to Horbach. He looks backside, open his care. He'll skate ahead to the red line and the Michigan line, and he'll spin it down in. Horbach after it. Sturback got there first. Jammed off the wall through the slot. Geary long lead feed off the stick of Jarecki. There was Anthony Kerr hustling back. Good play by Anthony Kerr. Ran into a double team, but got the puck off to Palatichuk, who's got a little bit of time and some space, and headmans to Mellenbacher. He banks it off the glass down to the Spartans' end. Badgers will get a partial change. 2:15 into the third. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. Fourth liner Mikey D'Angelo weaving his way into the Wisconsin zone. Scholes eventually cuts him off and forced him to the corner. Lindmark there to help his teammate out. Now Kerr has got it. Kerr around to the far side. Pietola can't take it off the boards. Oh, a shot that deflected in wide. Stick side on Scarfoni, and the Badgers able to nudge it out to center, although Michigan State refeeds the offensive zone. Spartans controlling here early on in the third, but still 1-0 Wisconsin. Bad pass by Dick, taken away by Daniel Russell. Can't get around Scholes. Long shift for the sophomore defenseman. Andrews far side. Gucciardi's shot. Stick saved by Scarfoni. Down to the ice and Scholl. Sidesteps a man, finds Pietola. Tried to scoop it ahead right wing to Dick and threw it in the Michigan State bench. Stopping play. 16:54 to go in the third, 1-0 Wisconsin.
Right into the spare goalie's glove.
Nice
catch.
Hanging over the
bench.
By the right-hander. Right-handed catching, yes. Luca DePasquo. Now there's some green shirts across the way, and one green shirt I noticed is a number 16 Dallas Stars shirt. Joe Pavelski, of course, played his final NHL seasons with the Stars, and Pavelski will be honored here tomorrow night when the Badgers wrap up their series with Michigan State.
I said that to my nephew, and he goes, oh, he was nothing after he left San Jose. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Obviously a very big San Jose fan.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Daniel Lodge deep in his own zone. Phelan there for support. Morrissey takes it away. Banks it ahead. Mosley pass behind Finley at center. Michigan State threw it back to the Wisconsin line. Now the Badgers control. Lotch with it. Daniel looking. Finds Morrissey left wing. He'll whip it around the dasher to the right corner in Finley. Didn't handle the puck well, but got it back. Loose in the slot. Whacked off his stick by Baskel. Taken back by Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Walks in low. Shoots one. Save made. Rebound. Oh, Augustine kept it out. Finley was cutting in right side.
I don't know how that happened, but Finley had a wide open barn.
Augustine mishandles behind his own net. West, the defenseman, goes to get it. Quickly double-teamed, and the Badgers take the puck away. Fitzgerald with it. Thought about throwing it to the point. No one there for Wisconsin. Out to the left side, Scholes will refeed deep. Laskowski now kicks it to the left wing wall. Kukkonen takes a look over his left shoulder. And a whistle. And a stoppage in play.
Too many men on the ice.
And Michigan State had six skaters on the ice.
Yes, they did.
Badgers will get a Kunis power play leading 1-0 early in the third period.
Finally, a referee that can count.
Wow. Yeah. A bench minor against Michigan State at 4:21 of the third. Nathan Mackey will serve it. And Wisconsin, which had a power play 39 seconds into the first period and failed to score, gets one here early in the third, trying to extend a 1-0 lead.
Three of these four gentlemen out here, the five gentlemen out here, just had about a 35-second shift.
Yeah.
We'll see how long. If they can get one quick, it would be great.
Michigan State leads the Big Ten at penalty kill, 87%. Dexheimer's shot, not a lot on it. Blocked. Laskowski retrieved. Back to Dexheimer. Left wing now, it's Morrissey. Mishandled for a moment. Now gathers and settles down. Dexheimer, right wing to Finley. Out on him, Stramel. Now Dexheimer works his way right to the hash marks and Finley. Mosley trying to find space. Here's Finley shooting one off the glove of Augustine. Good work by Laskowski to keep Sturbeck away from the puck. Dexheimer at the point. Pressured by Stramel. Bouncing puck, Finley. Able to nudge it down to the corner, Laskowski. He's in a battle there. It comes spinning around to the near side and Mosley goes to get it. 5 minutes into the third. Badgers Locked. Lead 1-0. They're on a power play. Dexheimer straight away. Left wing pass, Morrissey. Down low, Laskowski. He's got it. Pivot backside. Finley scores. Beautiful pass play. Quint Finley power play goal. 2-0. Wisconsin leads top-ranked Michigan State.
Oh, my goodness. Catch it on my forehand. Now you see it. Now you don't. I'll just shoot it between my own legs. And Quint Finley, if he missed that one, I don't think there would have been anybody in the building who would ever talk to him again. Great goal.
Quinn Finley, his 10th goal this season to match his total as a freshman. It's his fifth power play goal, and Wisconsin has a 2-0 lead on home ice against the defending Big Ten champs. Finley from Laskowski and Morrissey at 5:09. For Finley, he extends his point scoring streak to 7 games. Here's Lindmark now for the Badgers. Pass at center, Horbach, and he'll dump it in. He also hit the brakes to avoid a hit from Gucciardi. And now Andrews, long lead feed, and it went off the stick and into the Badgers bench, stopping play.
Oh, it went right into Michigan State's bench.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
14:30 to go here in the third period. 2-0 Wisconsin with the lead. Again, Dick from Scholes and Scholl in the first period. Finley from Laskowski and Morrissey here in the third. Badgers have outscored their opponents in each of the last three third periods after failing to do so in the first 11 games of the year. The Badgers now with their ninth third period goal this season, only 9 in 15 games, but a big one from Quinn Finley as Wisconsin with a 2-0 advantage. Michigan State after the puck, they throw it out to center, right to the stick of Logan Hensler. Headman intended for Fitzgerald, didn't catch it cleanly. Push back Wisconsin's way. Lodge looks over his left shoulder. Tanner Kelly ties him up.
He grabbed him right by the arm.
Yeah, that was holding, but nothing called. Spartans have it again and fire it down in. Lodge will now cut to his right. Tired of Kelly harassing him. Up the middle now, it's Fitzgerald. Weaves around. Down the middle, Fitzgerald right wing. Kukinen shoots one right pad save made by Augustine. Long range shots on Trey Augustine don't often go in.
No, they don't, but he did it a pop shot. It was puck on the pad.
Yep.
And the rebound did come to Laskowski's side.
Here's Laskowski now. He'll heave it deep. Scholl in on the forecheck. Gucciardi got there first and spins away from the forechecking pressure. And goes up the middle to Stramel. Off to his left comes the right-handed Stramel. Fumbles a bit, stumbles a bit, lost the puck. It's loose. Scholl's giving chase, and he's able to move it over to Adam Pietila, and he'll take the ice available to him. Tried to scoop it ahead for himself. Got knocked down, but Pietila, with second effort, able to knock it down deep. 13:10 left in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. Badgers with possession. Polatichuk's pass for Pietila too far. Dick gives chase. Scholl as well. Loose left wing of the Michigan State zone, and Stramel's got it and finds an outlet to Gucciardi up the middle now to Isaac Howard. Howard will scoop it deep.
Oh, I thought it was going to go into the stands.
Me too. And Michigan State gets a change. The Spartans came in averaging 3.7 goals per game, seventh best in the country. 20 goals scored in four Big Ten games, but nothing so far for the green and white. Anthony Kerr, good stick battle at the Wisconsin line, and Morrissey will dump it down in. Augustine rims it around to the far side. Jarecki, his outlet pass to the stick of Wisconsin's Morrissey. The Badgers have it again. Daniel Lotch up ahead to Morrissey, able to touch it deep into the Michigan State zone again. Mosley in on the forecheck. Morrissey steals and spins it around behind the net. Finley giving chase, frees it for Mosley. Ryland Mosley, defended by Geary. Morrissey, good work by the freshman centerman in the defensive zone. Now Logan Hensler gets enough of the puck to go D to D to Lotch. The Badgers send it deep again. 8 minutes gone by in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. Big power play goal for Quinn Finley at the 5:09 mark to extend Wisconsin's advantage. Spartans will dump it in. Scarfoni with it behind his net. He hasn't seen much action here in the third period. Scholes with a nifty move right by the Badger cage, and Kukinen will sweep it down in. After it is Owen West, the defenseman. Up to center, here's Joey Larson across the line. Right on him, Dexheimer, but he peels away with a spinning move to his right. And Mellenbacher got in the way.
Got some quick feet, that young man.
Yes, sir, and now Dexheimer has it for Wisconsin. 7 assists so far for Dexheimer. Angled pass, Mellenbacher shot from the left wall on goal, and Augustine and his butterfly made the stop and then covered. 11:06 to go here in the third. Shots on goal even, 23 apiece, but the Badgers lead the top-ranked Spartans 2-0.
Good time to take that shot because there was nobody to get a rebound. He just tried to get it on net, and that allowed pretty much four of the five people out on the ice to make a quick change, so they'll have fresh bodies out for sure.
And Christian Fitzgerald to take the draw. Horbach and Laskowski join him on the forward line. And now the linesman, Nicholas Bradshaw, says, sorry, Christian, you can't take the draw because you were late getting to the circle. So Horbach steps in, and he wins the faceoff. Polatichuk backpedaling, right point. What's he going to do with it? He's going to stick handle the high slot. Now Kerr shoots one, and that's blocked by Geary. popped high into the air. Kelly then banked it off the glass, leaping. Palatichuk can't catch it. Manisto now with it. Tough shot through traffic, blocked by Fitzgerald. Behind the net it goes. And there's Kerr swooping in to pick up the loose biscuit and throws it back to center ice with 10:40 to go in the third. Steal by Fitzgerald. Slot looking for help. Had it come off his stick. Tyson Dick with it now. Good pressure from behind by Howard to take it away. And then Dick took it right back, put it in front right on the stick of Patrick Geary. Tanner Kelly from Michigan State, he'll dump it in.
This line has really created some havoc out here for Michigan State, whether it's gifted play or luck.
Look out. Centering pass went off his stick and trickled to the left of Scarfoni. It went off Shouty's stick, and the Badgers now control. Hensler with it, long lead feed, caught on a backhand by Tyson Dick, hands off to Scholl, scoops it left corner of the Michigan State zone to our left. 10 minutes left in the third, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Stay out there, Mr. Pietola.
Scholl's out there with Dick and Pietola. Michigan State Stramel, lead feed to center, knocked down by Dexheimer, sent back in by Pietola. Badgers change. Good work by the fourth line. Here's Stramel now, Minnesota Wild first-round pick, trying to weave through a couple of Badgers, still has possession deep into the Wisconsin zone. Charlie Stramel with it, stick handling and looking. Feeds a pass out to the point, kicked away by Gucciardi, taken by Mosley. Finley's got it right wing, slowed by Stramel, who carries him into the end boards. Actually lifted him up into the glass, but Finley maintains possession of the puck. Nicely done. Jammed off his stick now. Point man Kerr. He slaloms into the Michigan State zone. Anthony Kerr to Palatichuk. One-timer blocked. Right back to Kerr. Put it in front. Oh, just out of the reach of Finley. Now he's got it. Backhand pass out of the reach of Mosley. Palatichuk pinching in off the wall. Left wing looking through three Spartans. Lost the puck. Got it back. Chipped it up and over the top of the outstretched glove of Augustine behind the cage. And then Michigan State just iced the puck. 8:53 to go in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. And a faceoff down in the offensive zone for the Badgers.
And that was probably the most intense shift here in the third period, where the Badgers created so many turnovers and took so many loose pucks, and nobody was scared to shoot the puck. Yeah, that was the big question.
Face off to Augustine's left. Lindmark won the draw out at the slot. And he steals. Pass came free. Mellenbacher shoots one. Top of the crease. Augustine rebound. Badgers score. Owen Mellenbacher. 3-0 Wisconsin.
Wow. We'll have to give credit to Coach Hastings for putting Mellenbacher out there on the left wing with that line. Used to playing center, but he came through tonight.
Owen Mellenbacher, first goal in 8 games this season. Just the second of his collegiate career. The Detroit Red Wings draft choice scores at 11-16 on a broken play. He was wide open in the slot. Augustine came 5 feet outside his crease to stop Mellenbacher's initial drive, but Owen followed his shot, got the loose puck, and put it in the empty net.
Yeah, and every coach will tell you that from the time you're a peewee till you finished your collegiate career. You take the shot, follow it. Whether it's in basketball or hockey, doesn't make any difference.
Owen Mellenbacher from Owen Lindmark and Daniel Lotch at 11-16. And the Badgers with a 3-0 lead. Wisconsin's 4-0 when it scores 3 goals or more this season. And this is just the second time this year that Michigan State's allowed 3 goals or more in a game. And a whistle and offside called on Michigan State with 8:25 to go here in the third. Wisconsin with 2 goals in this period for a 3-0 advantage over Michigan State Spartans. And we will take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rails on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, you still have time to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni for all the information. 3-0 Wisconsin with the lead on top-ranked Michigan State. And Scarfone swings the puck up through the near side wall, past center ice, all the way down to the Michigan State zone. No icing. And back out to neutral it comes, and collected by Joey Larson, the Brighton, Michigan product. Near the Badger line now, Dexheimer with good work to preventing Dorward from playing the puck cleanly, and now back into the Spartans' end it goes. Up to center, Van Sagi dumps it in. Kerr quickly after it, slowly rims it around to Pietila, who catches near the Badger bench. Finds Scholl, who dumps it in. And Baskill back to get it for the Spartans. In on the forecheck, steal. It's Tyson Dick from Pietila. Dick's got it. Turning. Whips it through the slot off the near side wall. Pietila reaching for it. Instead, it's taken by Owen West for Michigan State. Up the left wing boards and Kelly. He'll dump and chase. Kerr will cut him off. Polatichuk first to the puck. Behind the Badgers' net. Spun around, though. Taken away. Centering pass. Bouncing around. Swinging a miss by Manisto. And the Badgers have it again. Adam Pietila gains the red line and dumps it in and gets a change. 7:05 to go in the third. It's 3-0 Wisconsin.
Tyson Dick has just played a whale of a game. He was the first man back down there in that little skirmish that they had in front of the net.
Yep.
Also punched it to the open forward and then got off the ice. Knows what his limitations.
Badgers lose the puck in their own zone. Lindmark battling to win it back and does just that for Daniel Lodge. Now Mellenbacher, who scored the last marker for Wisconsin. Head man at center. No icing. Horbach in on the forecheck. Jammed away from him by Andrews. Skating up with it is David Gucciardi. Big left-hander. Head man's for Shouty. He tumbles down and Wisconsin possesses back in its own zone. Dexheimer reverses for Scholes. He'll step around the net, avoiding Isaac Howard. Breakout pass to Laskowski. Lost sight of the puck. Got it back and backhands it deep. 6:15 to go in the third. Wisconsin leads Michigan State 3-0. Bouncing puck off the skate of Kerr. Kick back into the Wisconsin zone and Polatichuk quickly after it. Now he protects the puck, pressured by Howard. Moved it to Kerr. Kukkonen couldn't take it off the wall. And it's swung back deep into the Wisconsin zone, and Kerr will try to go up the far boards again. But Kukkonen misread the play by Geary. Centering pass off Scarfone, then the skate of Polatichuk. Joe looked down. The puck was between his skates, and he threw it off the wall out of harm's way. Now Kukkonen tied up, can't clear again. Three failures for Kyle Kukkonen on the far wall. Laskowski tripped
go,
up,
Joe.
But Joe Polatichuk picks up the puck behind the net and skated to open ice, allowing him to set and flip it out to center and get a change.
Yeah, just move those feet. You got quick feet, young man.
Here's Howard across the line. Slowed by two Badgers. Fitzgerald forced him to fumble the puck and back out to center. 5:13 to go. Collision at center ice. Mosley went down. Todd Kanat yelling at the referee. I didn't see what happened. Mosley was on all fours for a moment, but he's back on his skates now. Appears to be fine. Finley will dump it in to the right of the goaltender, Augustine. Quinn in on the forecheck. The Badgers have not been penalized here tonight. One of the least penalized teams in the country, the Wisconsin Badgers. Here's a steal by Morrissey with good back pressure as Michigan State gained the Wisconsin line, and the Spartans have to try again. Catch near side, Jarecki. Trying to get around Scholes. He does a nice job with a one-hand backhand right-hand. Scarfone, great save. Rebound cut to his right. Put his right pad down and stopped it again.
And guess who kicked it out? Tyson Dick.
Badgers out at center. And now back into the Wisconsin zone at Zach Scholes. 3-0. Badgers with the lead. 4:20 left in the final period. Puck deflects into the Wisconsin bench. Stopping play. And now Pietila and Van Sagi need to be separated. And they will be. Tommy Scarfone. Boy, he's gone left, right, up and down. kept that one out with his right skate on the second attempt by Michigan State. And then Tyson Dick. He's played a heck of a game tonight.
Yep. He's been very, very sharp. And in even when there were scramble situations, it looked like he never looked like he was guessing. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Faceoff will be to the right of Scarfone in the defensive zone. They say that a Wisconsin player shot the puck into the Badger bench off the glass. So we'll bring it in the defensive zone again.
Wisconsin won the faceoff. Badgers 33 out of 48 in the faceoff circle, Ian. My goodness. And Michigan State equally as good on faceoffs as Wisconsin coming into tonight's game. But the Badgers have won that battle. They've won most of the board battles. Played very well here tonight, competing at a high level. And Joe Palatichuk doing that on the seat of his pants.
Oh,
on the
boy.
Side. Kerr just got rocked on the far side by Tanner Kelly. And then the Badgers may have gotten away with a penalty, too. Puck goes rolling back into the Michigan State zone. And after it is the defenseman, Maxim Sturback. 3:40 left in the third. 3-0 Wisconsin. Poke check by the Badgers. Hensler frees the puck. Daniel Lodge with a stick caught up in his skates now takes his time. Puck caught at center by Kukkonen, and he'll dump it into the Michigan State zone. Spartans there first.
The more we play in their end, the faster the clock seems to work.
Only four shots on goal in the third period for Michigan State. 3-0 advantage. Spartans came in tonight riding a 9-game winning streak, 11-1, ranked number one in the country. The Spartans swept Wisconsin last November.
Pulled the goalie.
When the Badgers went to East Lansing as the number one team in the country. Augustine out of his net for an extra attacker.
Yeah,
puck sliding
ha.
Down towards the empty net, but it goes just wide. No icing.
Hey,
oh, yes.
They say icing, but it was shot by a Michigan State player.
I know.
That was shot by a Michigan State player. How can it be icing?
The puck came off the stick of a Spartan in the Wisconsin zone, and it was spinning towards the empty net. It eventually went wide. Mike Hastings yelling at the referees. And right now, both Tony Cech and Sean Fernandez with the linesman conferring. And will they drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone? No.
No.
They should drop it at center ice, and they will. 2:54 to go in the third. 3-0 Wisconsin. Trey Augustine has to go back into his nets. Augustine, a year ago, the freshman goalie of the year in the Big Ten. He won 23 games, had a .915 save percentage. He went 3-1 against Wisconsin with a .940 save percentage. But he's been beaten three times here tonight. Stramel steal at center. 3-on-3. Snapshot leaning left. Scarfone snags it and hangs on. 25 saves tonight for Tommy Scarfone. 3-0 Wisconsin late third period. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan and Ian here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Love to see you at the rink tomorrow night for the series finale between the Badgers and Spartans at 7 o'clock. Here, Wisconsin, a 3-0 lead, 2:47 to go in the third. Fans wanting linesman Dan Cohen to drop the puck. Faceoff between Morrissey and Stramel, won by Michigan State's Stramel to Russell. Near side, Howard turned it over. Badgers have the puck. Finley looking at the empty net, fires it wide. And that'll be icing on Wisconsin. You know, there's two trains of thought. You're obviously, you're leading here 3-0. There's no harm, no foul if you want to shoot for the empty net. If it's a one-goal game and you're shooting for an empty net and you hadn't gained the red line yet, then that gets to be a little bit of a predicament. But here you've got a very comfortable lead with 2:37 to play.
I was kind of intrigued by the fact that they sent Morrissey out to go against Stramel. I shot for sure Lindmark would have gotten a shot at him.
Here's Baskill now, left point. Andrews, left wing, shot by Dorward, whistled it wide off the corner wall out to center, and Baskill has to hustle after it. The linesman got out of the way, steal by Wisconsin's Finley, turns and scores an empty netter. Wisconsin 4, Michigan State nothing.
Well, is that the dagger that they put in? I would assume so, with only 2:20 left. An empty net goal, and there were three clears during the empty net process?
Yeah.
Yeah, one, it was a missed icing call, da-da-da-da-da. But you get into a situation where
Badgers were very good with the goaltender pulled. And for Finley, yeah, he's the guy I want shooting it all the way down the ice.
11th goal of the year for Finley, his second of the night, an unassisted empty net goal at 17:40. 4-0 Wisconsin. Dick Scholl and Pietila back out for the Badgers. Hensler and Lodge defensively. Scarfoni behind his net, leaves it for Lodge. Shouty runs into him and a chance from Anisto, and he pushed it wide on the glove side of Scarfoni. They hold his own. Long-range shot blocked down by Scholl. Ricochet to the far boards. Lodge tries to clear, failed to do so. Scholl picks up the loose change. Behind the net now, Hensler sauced it across to Lodge, who has plenty of time, and he'll feed it ahead. Augustine back between the pipes. Wisconsin with an empty net goal to make it 4-0. 90 seconds to play here in Madison.
And the cheer out of the student section over a raise.